calling an old friend again.
Hello.
Hi, Martha. It's Robert. Am I calling you at the right time?
Hi, Robert. Yes, I'm happy to hear your voice again. It seems ages since we spoke to each other.
Yes, that's why I thought I'd give you a call. How are you doing?
Well, such a lot has happened since we returned to England that I really don't know where to start. The children are settling in nicely and even managed to cope with everything in English at their school. They don't seem to be finding it difficult making friends.
Great. And what about you?
You see, I'm working now. I was looking around for quite a while and trying a bit of freelance design, and then I finally got a full-time job at a company producing promotional gifts. It is just the sort of thing I love doing, designing advertising and promotional products, and the company has a lot of interesting customers. My first job was to design mugs for a computing company, but I have moved on now to office equipment, including small things like scissors, pencil sharpeners and pen holders with the company's logo on them. I enjoy the work and the children love all the free gifts I can bring home.
Wow, that sounds perfect. It's just wonderful when you find a job that you really enjoy. Does your husband also enjoy his job?
Yes, sort of. He's back to his old job teaching geography and history and is working hard. He can do a lot of his non-teaching work at home, so he's often there when the children get home from school and during the holidays. He's gone back to his old school, but it's changed quite a bit. They've built some new buildings and got new staff, so he needs a bit of time to get used to it. But still, it was easier for him than it has been for me.
And how's your mother? I have some sweet memories of her. She's such a nice person.
She's 82, but thank God she's still remarkably fit and is always going off on one trip or another. Her next trip is to the ancient city of Petra in Jordan, which has always been one of her lifetime dreams. I'm really happy that she has finally made it. She wanted me to go with her, but I can't take time off work now. And how are you?
Well, things are basically the same, but, you know, I'll be in London next week. We could meet and have a chat if you have some time.
Yes, certainly. That would be lovely. Can I just call you back in half an hour to discuss it? I have to finish cooking now.
Of course. I'll be waiting for your call.